And welcome to the final day of our special edition news magazine, The Spirit of America, for the 2025 edition. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program are John Hill and Sonny Dittmer with the American Legion Writers Post 89 in Pella.
Well, John and Sonny, good to be talking to you today for our Spirit of America segment about the American Legion Writers in Pella. John, you and I first talked about this on the radio a year ago. Many people in local parades may have seen some motorcycles with patriotic displays on them. Let our listeners know how the American Legion Writers came to be here in Pella and the inspiration for the organization.
Well, I was working with the Pella Legion. I was a member of the Pella Legion. And seeing the age of most of the Legionnaires that were there, I thought, well, we need to get some younger people in here. How can we do that? I thought, well, let's start American Legion Writers. Well, it took me almost 4 years to get it finally through the American Legion, and we've actually became American Legion Writers Post 89 November 2 years ago. And we've been at a steady about 7 to 8 members in the writers, and it's to the point where I'd like to see it grow. I'd like to see our Legion grow. I'd like to see a lot of younger veterans that are just coming out from all the different conflicts and stuff like that that need some camaraderie and some purpose. And being with other Legionnaires, other military individuals and stuff like that, that brotherhood is always there, and a lot of help can be done from that to newer individuals. And it's just a fun thing, getting on motorcycle, go for a ride, and representing the American Legion and the Riders organization itself. It's not a motorcycle club. It's not a motorcycle gang. It's American Legion's Motorcycle Association. So a lot of people with our vests and stuff like that, they say, oh, there's a motorcycle gang. No, we're not a gang. We're an organization.
Well, and Sonny, let our listeners know the significance of the motorcycle to your group. Because, again, he's kind of alluded to, well, they assume they see all these people dressed up. It might be a club or a gang. What is the significance in tying veterans to motorcycles and how this group has that meaning and that symbolism?
A lot of your veterans rode motorcycles before they went into the military and after they came back out. So it's just a way to connect with them and get them interested in the American Legion to join and have camaraderie with the rest of us. And there's no requirement that they have ever been to combat. You know, like I stayed stateside the whole time I was in. So it's just a way for us to try and help other veterans.
Well, and I think, John, on top of helping other veterans, there's been a community aspect to this as well, to not only increase visibility for you, but to help our community out. And I know that veterans, often we talk about their service while in uniform. The Riders and the American Legion, a lot of the purpose is to serve not just each other as veterans, but your broader community. And the Riders here have done that too.
Right, we have. For the last 2 years, we've done a bike blessing in April, to have the Christian Motorcycle Association come down, talk to people with the bikes, ask them what they needed prayed for or helped with or anything like that, and just kind of pray for a safe riding season. Because, you know, motorcycles, nobody's really looking for them very often. So we pray for safety. We also do a lot of community outreach programs. We work with other American Legion Riders groups around Monroe, Newton, on other places, Polk City, Ames, and we support their organizations as well. Monroe did a veteran suicide awareness ride. We participated in that. They participate in ours. Last year we did a food shelf drive, our first annual food shelf drive for the Pella Food Bank. Had a good turnout for the little time frame we had to get it out to people, so we're planning that process now again. So we'll have our second annual food drive with American Legion Riders. One of the biggest things the American Legion Riders do is we have a thing called a legacy ride. There's 9 chapters in Iowa, and each chapter does their own legacy ride, and it raises money for the Children's Veterans Foundation. And once all of our 9 rides are done, our district commander for the American Legion Riders goes down to, this year it's going to be down in Tampa, the national convention. And they'll leave Iowa And as they go down through every state, they'll gather more motorcycles and more motorcycles and more. By the time they roll into Tampa, they might have 3,000 motorcycles. And then they present a huge check at national conventions just from the American Legion riders to help out those Veterans Children's Foundations. And they're involved in a lot of different things, with the Patriot Guard riders, with Missing in America, and different things like that, where they have unclaimed veterans and cemetery and funeral homes. We help find them their final resting place with the funeral director in Des Moines. And we ride as an organization to help those lost veterans get home.
We're here with leadership with the American Legion Riders Post 89, based out of the American Legion Post here in Pella. And, you know, you talked obviously about community service, but we kind of go circle back to the service that you're getting, or maybe the benefit you're getting from this building community and trying to energize our local veterans to gather. For you, Sonny, what does it mean to have that? Because I think, you know, oftentimes a lot of the discussion for veterans, once they end their service, there's a feeling of loneliness or isolation from the rest of the community. What has the American Legion and specifically the Riders Group meant to you in building that community among you veterans?
It's just to let them know that they're not alone. There's always people here to, you know, talk to, go to if you have a PTSD event, you know, or anything like that. It's just a good organization to help each other out. And that's help each other out and help anybody out. I don't care if you're a veteran or not. If you look like you need help, I'm going to help you if I can.
Look for the motorcycles in this case for the help here with the American Legion Riders. And John, as you said, the goal has been to establish this group the last 5 or 6 years. Now you're trying to grow it. How do you hope to continue to generate interest, knowing that, you know, veterans are out there? There's many in this town who aren't a part of the American Legion or aren't a part of the VFW. And how do you get them engaged then to try and be a part of this group, especially if they do have a love for motorcycles or for that other passion?
What I do when I see somebody wearing any type of military t-shirt, tattoos, a hat, I approach them. Hey, when did you serve? And they look at me kind of funny, like, yeah, well, I noticed your tattoo. And, yeah, I served here. Are you a member of the American Legion anywhere? Well, no. I says, well, I've been a Legion member for the last 5 years and stuff like that. It's a great organization. We do some really good things. And so it's just a good way to get together with a bunch of individuals, male, female, doesn't matter. If you served overseas, if you served stateside, if you were deployed or whatever. But if you need somebody to talk to, we're always there to talk to. And then I say, by the way, do you happen to have a motorcycle as well? Well, yeah, I do. That's great, because the Legion Riders, we've got one here in Pella. We just started it a little over 2 years ago, and we're looking for members to join the organization, join the American Legion, and just to grow and have a bigger outreach program where we can go out and do more bigger and better things. With our group being only 8 people, we're kind of limited to what we can do. So we need to have more individuals so we can have better ideas to bounce off each other and communicate with each other and just make a presence known that there is this organization that is available. And what's better to do than go out and ride a motorcycle?
We've had some pretty good weather for it lately too. And Sonny, then, if people are listening to this and they might be a veteran or they may be someone who loves motorcycles and fits in both those categories, but they feel like, well, it's going to take all this, and join. What does it take for somebody to have those qualifications that John just laid out and join your group? Is it easy? I mean, I think that's one thing that a lot of people may be worried about.
Basically, to join the American Legion, all you have to have is a DD-214. And once you're a member of the American Legion, you can join any American Legion riders. Doesn't even have to be the same riders group that's sponsored by that Legion. It can be any other riders, American Legion riders group.
Excellent.
So pretty easy.
And so if, you know, the exciting part is, John, I'm guessing that this is, you're hoping, still a stepping stone to the future. What do you hope to accomplish with the riders going forward? And what do you hope to continue to see into the future as we navigate uncertain times and as we navigate what has been a challenging time? I'm not trying to go down that rabbit hole, but obviously for our veterans, it's never really an easy time to make a transition, but this certainly may be that time. What do you hope to see out of the riders that can provide a benefit to the riders itself, the Legion, and then obviously our broader community?
Kind of funny you ask that question, Andrew. I started the American Legion Riders in Pella November 2 years ago. We had our first meeting in December. We installed our officers in January, and we've had people come and go. We've had officers' positions switched around and different positions and such like that, and I never really seen myself as a leader, but somebody who had a vision, and I don't like to be called the leader of American Legion Riders. I've got a vision. I've got a group of individuals that help me reach that vision, and this year... Like I said, I really had no plans on growing with the Legion Riders. But this year, I am District 6's Riders Chair. So they're kind of seeing what we're doing here in Pella. We've heard a lot of good things about what the Legion Riders in Pella have been doing from other communities. We had a spring and a fall convention every year. And we've been noticed and recognized at those conventions as one of the newer groups that's doing amazing things. And they say, well, John, you're doing great. I go, no, John's not doing great. Pella Legion Riders are doing great. We're all in this together. And that's what we want to do. We want to get a group that wants to grow, that wants to bond, and wants to have that unity. We want to have a platoon. And then we want to have a company. Then we want to have a brigade. Yeah. We want to do that way. But we want to have fun. We want to do it legally. And like Sonny said, you don't have to be a member of the Pella Legion to be a Pella Legion Riders. You can be a Legion and
doesn't even have to be a District 6
no.
Legion member. You could be, I don't even know what District Oskaloosa is in.
They're District 5. We've got members from Oski, Pella, Altoona, Indianola, Pleasantville, Prairie City, they all come to Pella to be with the Legion Riders because there wasn't any Legion Riders in this area really close. And fun thing we do in the summertime, instead of everybody come to Pella for the meetings, we do dinner rides. We assign each month meeting to a different member. They pick a restaurant somewhere. We all ride to that restaurant, have our meeting, and we ride home. So it's another fun thing that we do.
Well, and Sonny, I'll give you the last word here about just that we talk a lot about the community and especially setting that up for veterans after service. How exciting is it for you to have this community? How important has it been to you to be a part of the Riders?
Well, when I started out, I first told John, I said, I don't want an office. I just want to be a member here to enjoy the rides. After a year and a half, I've changed my mind. I enjoy being a part of this, and I will do anything I have to make sure this succeeds. So, you know, if somebody doesn't want to be an officer, no problem. Don't let that stop you from joining. Your mind, your attitude might change the longer you're in there. And I really enjoy it. I really do. I sometimes wish there was more that we could do.
Once again, that was John Hill and Sonny Detmer with the American Legion 89 Post Riders of Pella.